What do you think of all this business?
Oh, I enjoy acting very much.
The first time Betty Page appears in the film, she's wearing a demure business suit and proper white gloves, waiting outside a Capitol Hill hearing room in Washington, D.C. But inside the chamber, senators wave about photographs showing the stunningly beautiful young woman wearing little, if any, clothing at all, as they investigate and gain political advantage from the impact of such photos, what one witness decries as a greater menace to America than communism. It's 1955, and just 6 years since Betty arrived in New York from her hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. Fresh-faced and optimistic, like so many before her, she came to the big city to find fame as an actress. But following another well-worn path, the only work she can get in front of a camera is as a photographic model for pictures that were then considered pornographic.
Hi, I'm Betty.
I'm Art. Look this way. Did Jerry tell you what the setup is? You can change in there. The other girl still has a half an hour to go. That's Maxie. You can learn from her. She knows all about the three essentials. Clothes, pose, and expression.
Clothes, pose, and expression.
You think you can do it?
Well, I can sure try.
The clothes and poses were less revealing and graphic than the typical perfume ad in today's magazines, newspapers, or primetime television. But at the time, they were considered so provocative, they could not be sent through the U.S. mail. Men who were interested in such artistic photography joined private clubs to snap their own pictures of professional models in lingerie. And in that surreptitious setting, Betty Page quickly became a sensation.
First of all, I do think she just had a natural kind of talent in front of the camera, you know, where she really came alive.
Gretchen Mol portrays the title character and explains that the apparent contradictions in many of those pictures, such as Betty's bright, wholesome smile while posing in fantasy outfits, provided her insight into the character.
I felt a lot of responsibility to Betty, really, and I can only hope that she's pleased with the performance or the depiction of herself. That was probably one of the bigger challenges, but it was also really wonderful to take on a character who was so fascinating and had, there was so much material. There was, an infinite number of photographs and loops and everything I uncovered, and everything that I found about her kept kind of butting up against each other. There were so many dichotomies.
I know exactly what you mean. It's like when you're in church. Well, sometimes with the preaching and the singing and all, you get lifted up out of yourself. It's like you're taken to another place.
Here was a place that where the camera really loved her. It was completely loving and respectful, and there was a boundary. She seemed to almost create a bubble around herself where she would do her posing, but she was in her own world. She didn't seem to be trying to get something out of it or needing anything from her audience. Instead, she was just completely there giving.
The notorious Betty Page is co-written and directed by Mary Herron, who chose to shoot much of the film in black and white to match the tone of those famous original photos.
In a way, I wanted to do the story of Betty Page like a 1950s movie, a 1950s black and white movie, but somehow breaking the conventions of those movies, because I think they would have done it more as a melodrama. So it has a lot of the stylistic conventions of the movies of that era, but I think the story works out in a more unexpected way, and in a way also more ambiguous.
Fix world types to make a world.
What kind of types?
You see, the customers who want this stuff, they're very respectable, very high-quality people. Doctors, lawyers, diplomats, even a judge. They're not people like us. The pressures they've got. They're not your average Joe. So what if they want something that seems a little strange? Right? If it makes them happy. Sure.
It's not a message picture in the sense of trying to teach. It's more opening a door on a world that was kind of hidden. We sometimes have a view of the 1950s as this Disneyfied, wholesome, pristine place, but even if that is the public image of a society, there are usually many, many dark undercurrents. And whether it's above ground or you keep it hidden, those things will be there. I mean, the vision that people have of the 50s is not necessarily how the 50s really were.
Shortly after those Senate hearings, the real Betty Page dropped from the public eye until the late 1970s, when her earlier pinup photos inspired a new generation of artists and models. She survived many personal tragedies and devoted her life to Christian missionary works, but never denounced or denied the iconic image that brought her fame as a young woman. Now in her 80s, she no longer allows her face to be photographed, saying she would rather be remembered as she was, when she was, the notorious Betty Page.
Will you take a picture of me? It's silly. People take pictures of me all the time, but I don't know how to take one of myself.
Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.